This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar's military seized control of the country on Monday under a state of emergency set to last 1 year and detained senior politicians, including the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. An announcement read on the military's Miawadi TV said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections. It said new elections would follow at the end of 1 year, with the military handing power to the winner. Soldiers were in the streets Monday of both the capital, Naypyidaw, and the largest city, Yangon. This according to multiple reports. Residents in Yangon lined up at ATMs to withdraw cash. Banks suspended services but said they would reopen on Tuesday. A spokesman for Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party said President Win Myint was among the others taken into custody early today. He said, quote, all the important people had been taken into custody, and he called the move a coup d'etat. A verified Facebook page for the NLD party later published a statement urging people not to accept a return to military dictatorship. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that the United States would immediately review sanctions laws and take appropriate action following the recent developments in Myanmar. He said the United States removed sanctions on Myanmar over the past decade, quote, based on progress toward democracy. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Myanmar's military leadership to resolve any differences through peaceful dialogue. And the European Union, Britain, Australia, India, and Singapore all expressed their concerns about the situation in Myanmar as well. You can follow this story at our website, voanews.com.